Greetings. You are tuned into She Who Is Capable podcast, and I hope this episode helps you as much as the information I have gathered helped me. Okay, let me blow your minds. Sex is not necessary, an obligation, or something you owe outside of marriage. Let me repeat myself. But let me make it more straight up for you. Sex is not supposed to happen in a dating relationship. Mind blown, right? It's crazy because this world has brought us to believe that. Well, society even has brought us to believe that. When we date someone, that the expectations are, you know, have sex. That makes us closer. That makes that bond. Send nudes. Anything. And it's crazy because when I learned this by looking at the series from Pastor Michael Tide on YouTube called Relationship Goals Reloaded. So yeah, if you're a Christian, definitely listen in. And if you're a Christian but like not always going to church, I mean, I didn't always go to church either. I like to look at my sermons on YouTube. But if you're a Christian still trying to figure out your place in the religion, I'm gonna help you learn things that I didn't even know were true. You see, God made marriage to be that safe haven for commitment. And with that bond, that commitment through Christ, comes sex and vulnerability and love, unconditional love and selflessness. That's marriage. However, dating is not in the Bible, but dating was set up as the transportation to eventual marriage. Although it is the step closer to marriage, it is not supposed to be that, you know, interview to your boyfriend or girlfriend for them to ensure that they can date you as long as the sex is right. You see, sex outside of marriage is harmful. Dangerous. It can break your heart. It can confuse you. It can just spiritually break you down. And God suggests that, or makes it known that, we should not be having sex outside of marriage to protect us from being hurt, to protect us from confusion and heartbreaks. Because what sex is a soul tie. It is a literal bond, a tie between your soul and the person you have intercourse with. And now soul ties get way deeper, but just to keep it brief, soul ties are, they do exactly what a marriage should do, like what sex in a marriage should do, just enhance the commitment. So you having sex outside of marriage, you're already bonding souls with someone that you're not even fully committed to. You're giving this treasure, your body, your ruby, your diamond in the rough, to a minor that's not even worth your time, not even worth protecting you, just wants to show you off and brag about what you are in their life, wants to brag about that they hit it. It's crazy. We think that relationships require, dating requires the actions as if we are married, or because we believe that we're going to marry this person, we construe this crazy idea up that dating requires us to tell each other everywhere we're going, to not be individuals, to make sure that we're checking their phones, we're not being cheated on. See, yes, loyalty is one thing in a relationship, but controlling? Nah. Not a thing. Even checking up on someone, not respecting their personal life, their personal space, bro, it's so many things that we do in relationships nowadays or expect in relationships nowadays that we're taking it too far. We're committing to a date. Like, you can go on one date and take it to the head and be like, oh my gosh, like, I want to date with this person and now we're going to last forever. Like, you don't owe anyone anything. If anything, women, if anything, we should be challenging men. Save your body. Protect your treasure. Protect God's treasure, because your body is God's. Protect God's treasure, God's ruby. And hold it off for the one that's worth it. It's easy. We make it easy for them to get to us when we just act like we're playing hard to get, and then boom, they have it next week. It's crazy. You can do whatever you want when you're dating, without disrespecting them, of course. Like, but you can do whatever you want because you're still an individual. You are not solely bonded to this person. You are not committed to them through Christ. That is what marriage is. Marriage is everything that they make relationships out to be nowadays. And it's really sad because it's just a lot of people are unaware, or we confuse human flesh desires and make that also a spiritual desire. It's so many websites that say that sex is healthy for you, it relieves the pain. I mean, it relieves stress. But doesn't it seem like a lot of worldly desires are so easily addictive? More addictive than reading the Bible, more addictive than finding love in Christ or loving Christ. Marijuana, for example. You know, it's easy to be addicted to drugs, thinking that it comforts you, thinking that it's a fun, you know, action, or alcohol. Easy to get addicted. Even music that upholds bad spirits or bad claims over your life. Easy to get addicted and not clearly understand that this music is the reason why you're having such bad days, or why you're having such a lack of confidence in your life, or why women are cheating on you, or why you're cheating on women. It's all about what you claim over your life. These worldly desires, easily addictive, because that is what the world, the devil, is supposed to make seem perfect, make seem fun, make seem relieving. And God doesn't want us to find enjoyment or commitment in any of these worldly desires. You see, the human flesh can be tampered with. It can be wounded. It can be scarred. However, no human can amount to God's grace and God's protection and God's will of the Spirit. Your spirit is more important than your human flesh. When we prioritize our spirit more than the human flesh, nothing can affect us. Nothing can hurt us. Because the spirit cannot be tampered with. As long as you find that grace, that trust, that love, that commitment, that dependence, that comfort in God. And I still have room to grow. I still have room to learn. Like, I'm not perfect. But if I can help you guys listen in and understand that there's so much more that we don't know, or so much more that we think we know, that we must further study on, further look into the Bible for, pray to God about. But your body, men and women, your body is a jewel. Your body is a ruby. And it's a treasure that you should not let just any pirate steal, borrow, boast about, brag about, or just simply use you for the benefit of themselves. Keep your standards high and your expectations for yourself higher. High standards, higher expectations, and an even higher amount of respect for yourself. We as a people, we as children, we as teenagers, we as young adults, and we as older adults deserve to know, deserve to be smarter. Like, the video that I watched yesterday was part one from Relationship Goals Reloaded. And it says that the Hebrew term for ignorance is darkness. Yet the Hebrew term for light is knowledge. So what you know, what you further tend to teach yourself or learn through God, learn from the Bible, like, it brings you to the light. You gotta want to be blessed to be a blessing. And he said that in the video. And in order for you to be blessed, you must refer to the Bible. God is the maker of relationships before any and everyone. Adam and Eve, if I have to remind you, he is the maker of all relationships, the creator, the manufacturer. So why not look to the Bible to see what you're doing right or wrong? To get the answers to the questions you're asking these counselors. I'm telling y'all, look into Relationship Goals Reloaded, because I am on a journey to better myself, to better my character in Christ, and just in myself. Like, it is necessary. You want a marriage that'll last? Then look into a Bible that is giving you the principles to follow in order to reach that marriage that will last. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, all of that, it offers a lot of different opinions. If it's not in the Bible, if it's not a principle, it's an opinion. Excuse me, I was almost gonna sneeze, but understand that if these websites are telling you what's healthy for your body, what relieves stress, what helps comfort, if it's not said in the Bible, it is only an opinion. You should always look to the Bible for principles and trust. I went to websites just to, you know, diagnose myself with a sickness, like, or even try to get help with my past relationships just by looking at just searching up the internet. Like, bro, there's so much more we could be learning, so much more blessings we could be receiving through the power of God, through the knowledge of God, through the light of Christ. You don't always want to be in the darkness, because if you're in the darkness, you're in the pure path of into ignorance. Don't let these people, or let your friends, let your family or anyone in your life make you believe these lies, these opinions about dating. Because God has a set amount of principles for us to follow and a set amount of standards for us to hold ourselves to and hold others to that are trying to be a part of our lives. God is the answer, y'all. Like, I never knew how strong, how valuable he was in my life or for my life or anyone's life. I didn't know that I was dating the wrong way. And I'm here to tell y'all, we are not doing it right. We aren't. And please look into this. Look into these series by Pastor Mike Todd on YouTube. They're called Relationship Goals Reloaded. He first had Relationship Goals, the original series, in 2017. And then it's crazy. Like, that's when I started watching it. I started watching it this summer, but I watched the videos from 2017. And boom, he comes out with Reloaded for 2020. Like, if that's not God working and trying to, you know, further touch me or teach me, I don't know what it is. I knew nothing about these videos until I started watching them this summer. And then I saw, oh, this is from 2017. And what do you know? Like, a week or two later, after I started watching those, Pastor Mike Todd comes out with a Reloaded version and even a book. A book. It's called Relationship Goals. And the subtitle is How to Win at Date, Marriage, and Sex. So I can't wait to even give my review on that as well. So I hope you guys learned something. I mean, I only gave you guys a preview of what I learned from the part one video, and just trying to get people to understand that we're very young. And if we're young enough to learn things about learn things in school about our future careers, or do certain things for each other, our friends, our relationships, our families, like, why not understand what we've been doing wrong so we can be more knowledgeable, more respectful, and more honorable to God? You know? So I just hope you guys learned something, and I hope I didn't like scare anyone too crazily, but I care that we find love and comfort and independence and just peace in God. So I really just hope and all this helped. Can't wait to know who listened into this episode and who listens in to the next one. Thank you.